Emails just released in a court case revealed that General Motors ordered 500,000 replacement ignition switches nearly 2 months before reporting the defective switch problem to the government, a defect that's been blamed for 30 deaths. Jeff Bennett broke this story for The Wall Street Journal. Jeff Bennett is with us now. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much for having me.
How did these emails come to light?
The emails are part of a court case that is now being heard in New York, where those who have either sustained injuries or their cars have had an economic loss because of the ignition switch recall are suing General Motors to reclaim monies they believe are owed to them.
And who were the emails between?
The emails are between a GM contract worker who works at Menlo Worldwide Logistics and auto parts maker Delphi Automotive PLC. What it shows is that Menlo, on the orders of General Motors, put in an order to Delphi for 500,000 ignition switch parts on December 18th.
And an urgent order?
It was considered an urgent order. In fact, the order caught Delphi by such surprise that Delphi asked, is this a firm order? Is this really going through? And the next email that came back said, yes, it's a firm order. It's an urgent order. And we need you to tell us how you're going to fill this. And so what we have here are emails that occurred on December 18th that up until now have never been made public either by GM in its chronology that it filed with safety regulators earlier this year or by an internal investigation that GM had conducted by attorney Anton Valukas.
And the cost of this, what, $2.8 million something for these 500,000 ignition replacement switches?
Yeah, they basically had gotten a price from Delphi that it was going to cost about that much money and just kind of went through the workings of a regular part order. However, again, it just questions if GM has said up until now that really we didn't really make any big moves on the recall until a meeting on January 31st. And then we notified the Traffic Safety Administration on February 7th of a recall. Well, now you have these emails that show some steps were taken as early as December 18th.
And we know that GM Chief Executive Mary Barra, at the time, she was head of product development and purchasing. And wouldn't one expect that the head of purchasing would get word of a big unbudgeted purchase? Yeah, $2.8 million. That had to cause a blip on a lot of radar screens.
You would think. Again, she was in charge of global product development, purchasing, and supply. It may have been under her. Again, there are no emails directly that point back to how far up the chain it went. GM has said people did make decisions within its organization without letting other people know. So we just don't know how far up it went. It just, again, though, it's kind of interesting that a part order, something that, as you said too, is a unique part order, goes through the system, and it doesn't seem to kind of get the attention of those that kind of follow this information.
And what does it say to you, Jeff, that it's a contract worker, you know, not someone higher up in the GM food chain, but this contract worker placing what is, you know, a big head-turning order?
Well, we checked it out, and it does kind of follow the standard operating procedure for this order to come in and this contract worker to go ahead and place it. However, what is missing and hopefully will come out sometime is who approved that order and how did it all trickle down. So it is kind of, again, a gray area, and this is the big thing with GM. It's such a large organization that you just don't know how things went up the chain and how far up they did go.
Jeff, any reaction from General Motors, the government, or from Delphi to your story?
Well, GM did put out a statement this morning saying that the emails are further confirmation that its system needed reform and that the company has done so, that it has reorganized its entire safety investigation and decision process, has hired more investigators internally. So GM is saying that it has taken steps. However, you have others like Senator Blumenthal, who has questioned GM from the beginning on this, wondering how these emails were not reported publicly, and it raises concerns for him that this information was not shared. So questions for Congress, and big thing is that these emails could prove as fodder for lawyers that are suing General Motors.
Jeff Bennett broke the story of the fact that General Motors ordered new switches long before the recall. He writes for The Wall Street Journal. Jeff, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you very much.